Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in the book of Mark, looking at the life of Jesus in chapter 7, verses 17 through 23 in the Voice Translation. The Voice Translation is meant to be heard, and so I think it's a great one to use as I read these to you. And the reason, just a little FYI, the reason we change translations is because of permissions. So if I use the same translation all the time, it would be cost prohibitive because I'd have to gain permission to do that. And that's a complicated process. So that's why we do different ones. But I kind of like it because we get to hear it in different versions of the Bible. Okay, chapter 7, verses 17 through 23. When they had come in from the road, his disciples asked him what he meant by this teaching. Jesus said, "Do you mean you don't understand this one either? Whatever goes into people from outside can't defile them, because it doesn't go into their hearts. Outside things go through their guts and back out, thus making all foods pure. No, it's what comes from within that corrupts. It is what grows out of the hearts of people that leads to corruption, evil thoughts, immoral sex, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wicked acts, treachery, sensuality, jealousy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All of these come from within, and these are the sins that truly corrupt a person." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that it's not food that we eat that corrupts us, although I might argue that some really bad junk food might not be great for our bodies, but it's what is in our hearts that comes out that defiles us. Lord, it's what grows inside of our hearts. And so, Lord, I know that you have said that we need to guard our heart because it is the wellspring of life. And so I pray that again today. Help us to take some inventory of the rooms of our heart to see what's going on in there. Lord, we just use these particular verses as a way to examine our hearts and to ask for your help. We don't want to be corrupt. Please show us where we're being corrupt or we're not telling the truth. Lord, if we have evil thoughts, I pray that you would reveal those to us and shine your holy light. And I just thank you that when you convict on these things, it's not with sadness or it's not with this pervasive feeling of we'll never, ever get over it, but it's this encouraging, this is something that does not glorify God, but because of the Spirit within you, you will conquer it. So Lord, help us to remember to listen to that voice and not that pervasive voice that says, you will never, ever get over this. Lord, for those who may be engaging in immoral sex, we pray for, we pray your light would shed on that, Lord. I know that that can involve all sorts of different things, but also porn. And so if there's someone listening today who's battling an addiction to porn, Father, I pray you would deliver them in Jesus' name. Please set them free. They don't want to have that anymore. And I absolutely believe that your Spirit can set them free from that. Lord, for those who maybe have been thieves, maybe thieves of time at work or maybe white collar, blue collar, Lord, I pray that those walking through that would make restitution and let the light shine on them and confess. Lord, for murder, I don't know if folks out there listening are murderers per se, but maybe some are. And but I know, Lord, many of us have murdered in our hearts. Adultery, Lord, help us to be faithful to the spouses if we are married, to the spouses that you have given us. Greed, Lord, forgive us for wanting more than what we have instead of being grateful for what we do have. Wicked acts, Lord, that seems to me to mean anything that's malicious that harms others. Help us to build other people up. Lord, treachery is that same, that's kind of that betrayal, Lord. Instead of betrayal, Father, help us to repay someone with a blessing instead. Your word says it will reap burning coals upon their head. We are not the judge, you are. Lord, sensuality, this is a world of sensuality where we're supposed to pursue what pleases us at any cost. Lord, instead help us to turn to you. Lord, forgive us for being jealous. Forgive us for slandering. Forgive us for foolishness and not really following you with wisdom. And Lord, the granddaddy of all the sins, convict us and forgive us for the pride of life that we have. We want to let you be the Lord of our lives, not us to be the Lord of our lives. These are the things that come from our hearts, Lord, and we ask for your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so glad that you have. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/ Pray Every Day, and there's different levels that will come your way. I paint an original painting every month for anyone that supports at $5 or more. Your name gets on a wall that's on every single post, so some great exposure there. At the $10 level and at the $20 level or more, you will receive a secret podcast every month that nobody else gets. So thank you in advance for doing that, and I hope you have an amazing day.